From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. For the first time, Baton Rouge General Medical Center is hosting insurance navigators, trained to offer assistance to anyone who wants to buy health care coverage through the federal marketplace, which is now in its second year. Wallace Watkins has the story.
This was Kimberly Garner's first time applying for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. She's 52, currently unemployed, and wants to avoid the federal tax penalty that comes with not having insurance in 2015. For her, that'd be about $325 she just can't spare.
I was trying to get on the marketplace for insurance and could not get it done on my home computer, so I did need help from a navigator to get the paperwork done.
So she went to Baton Rouge General and found Jacqueline Riley, an insurance navigator with the Capital Area Agency on Aging.
And most of the clients that we've been getting, they've either tried to do it on their own and got lost, and that's when they've been coming into us.
Riley says most of her clients are facing one or the other of two big issues when it comes to getting coverage.
They're working full-time, but the places that they are working for, they don't offer any health insurance, and a lot of them, the financial status has changed. They've gone from full-time to part-time, so they still need the insurance coverage.
Navigators are at Baton Rouge General every weekday, from 9 in the morning till 9 in the evening. But Riley says even that's not enough. The sign-up process takes a while, and it can take even longer if a client forgets to bring all their paperwork.
And even from the time frame that we're here at the hospital, we still have to make appointments to come into our office to continue helping the clients that's coming in from the community.
As of January 9th, just over 126,000 people in Louisiana have signed up for coverage through healthcare.gov, 24,000 more than last year. That's helpful for Baton Rouge General, since back in August, the ER at the Mid-City campus nearly closed due to the strain of uninsured patients, for whose care the hospital only gets partial reimbursement from the government. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.
WRKF's Sue Lincoln contributed reporting for this story.